mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Very warm welcome to our worship, whether you are here. It's lovely to see you, all slightly hidden. I think I can recognize you all. Or whether you're at home, it's very good to have you with us to worship as we continue our journey through Advent. As you know, there's a certain thing that comes at the end of the season, the C word, which we'll be all looking forward to one way or another this year. There's lots of different things happening at St Mary's. Can't be the same as normal, but do have a look at our website, or if you don't have access to the internet, get someone else to and have a natter about what we're doing so that you can in some way, I hope, participate over what comes at the end of this blessed season.
A voice cries out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." So let us listen and turn to the Lord in penitence and faith. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of your kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, raise up, we pray, your power and come among us, and with great might succour us, that whereas through our sins and wickedness we are grievously hindered in running the race that is set before us, your bountiful grace and mercy may speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honour and glory, now and for ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Peter. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. So also our beloved brother Paul wrote to you according to the wisdom given to him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh.
hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Christ.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, it's good to be here. Say yes. Good. Well, what of the Marks and Spencer Sweetie Percy Pig, Lindt chocolates and a candle got in common? You may be able to guess, given the time of year. Well, they're all part of marking the days of Advent in the Pete household. Two Advent calendars, a long way from the reused cardboard calendar of my childhood that came out every single year. And most of the new ones now don't really have a lot to do with the coming of Jesus. But there they are, nevertheless. And an Advent candle that slowly burns its way through the days until Christmas. Seems to me that in Advent we are much more deliberate about marking time than we often are, both in our lives at home, but of course also here in church. And a little later, the second of the candles on the Advent wreath will be lit. I, for one, and it may say something about my character, relish this time of waiting and watching. But our pondering time in Advent is not just about marking our time until Christmas. It's a season that also subtly asks us how we use our time more widely, particularly as we hold that sense of Christ coming to us in the crib alongside the Christ who comes to judge the living and the dead. Those are these two themes of coming that run through Advent. And whatever you might think of that second coming, a season in our year to reflect on our use of time is surely no bad thing. It's important as we go through our years to have times when we consider how we are spending our time, whether we are living the life we wish, and of course asking how God fits into it all. And while some of that might be beyond our control at work, at home, and in our jobs, the need to think about how we use our time is an important spiritual question.
if, that is, we understand our time to be a gift of God. The writer of the second letter of Peter was pondering time in that first reading. Perhaps he was frustrated that the Lord has not come and sorted things out. So instead he reflects that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years are like one day. We get a sense here that our time and God's time are rather different. And yet there is a sense in the reading too that what we do with our time matters. What sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness? What sort of persons ought you to be? I expect all of us, to some extent, would share the same answer to that question. I think we all hope to be people who live in and through faith and love and hope, quick to forgive, generous, kind, considerate, welcoming, and so on and so on. But whilst we might say that we don't live up to the dream, we get things wrong, we make the wrong choices and so on, before we say, well, why bother, let's think of that little word, that little heavy, serious word, repentance, in that reading. Taken literally, it's a word that embraces both sorrow and sadness for what is done, yet is also a commitment to live another way. Here it's worth reading a little section from a great book called The Table by Paul Bayes, the Bishop of Liverpool, that seems right for us today, reflecting on how we use our time and how over that time we can grow and we can change. He writes, "It's as if we leave home each morning determined to get that little bit closer to God, whom we believe to be miles away, high in the mountains that we can see far along the road. But each morning, into our distress, we find that we are stepping over the same threshold again. The journey never seems to get properly begun, no milestones ever seem to be reached. All we do is step out each day, our foot falling on the ground outside our front door yet again. And slowly, imperceptibly, the threshold is worn away by the erosion of our daily practice. Until in the end, we find, to our astonishment, that we have won through into the presence of God, who has always been there, not in the mountains far away, but undergirding our house, patiently waiting for the repetition of our beginning to lead us to his waiting and everlasting arms." So though we might sometimes think otherwise as we make mistakes along the way, I believe that God honours our desire, our longing, a very Advent word, to be more fully the person we are called to be and is with us as we step out each day. And here we turn to those opening words of St. Mark's Gospel that we heard this morning, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. An aged preacher once said to me, "A sermon must always be good news." The good news of this season of preparation, where repentance, uncomfortable though it is part of the landscape, is that we have rituals, calendars, candles, hymns, readings, collects, and post-communion prayers that help carve out that particular Advent space in our lives, a time we need, a time of waiting and preparation and longing. So as we await the coming King, amidst all the other stuff we have to do, amidst all the hopes and fears present at the moment, we have this precious time to carefully consider the question posed by that first reading. What sort of persons ought you to be? But also to ask, what might God's longings for us be at the moment? What are we being called to be or into at this moment? What calling might God be making on our lives at this time? So we pray for grace to help us see. Grace is a word that reoccurs time and time again through this season, alongside the stuff that's difficult. We continually pray for grace. We pray for it to help us see things as they are, to face up to the difficult stuff, to be honest about how we use our time, and to have space to hear and to know the longings of our loving God and discern how we might better love and serve the Lord. So enjoy the chocolates and watching the candle burn down, rituals to help mark the days, but let's not be afraid to step over the threshold of each day, that it might be worn away by our daily practice of living more fully into the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the Church and for the world. And let us thank God for his goodness. We pray for the Reformed Episcopal Church and for the Right Reverend Carlos Lopez Lozano, Bishop of the Spanish Reformed Episcopal Church. And in our diocese, we pray for the towns of Huddersfield, Halifax, and surrounding areas within the Episcopal area, and for those who live and work there, for Bishop Jonathan and Archdeacon Anne. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, it is your will that all nations should live in harmony and understanding with one another. We ask you to look mercifully upon the world and heal the sorrows and suffering of all mankind. Save the nations from the lust for power, from racial hatred and jealousy, and from the worship of material things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray too for our political leaders, for the United Nations, and all on whom rests great responsibility at the present time. Give them wisdom to make the right decisions and courage to fulfill them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask your blessings on our church, Lord, and we pray for all who serve in different areas of your church. We ask for your special strength on all ministers coming up with new ways to enable us to celebrate this most wondrous time in our church calendar. We ask for your blessings on Matthew and all who serve your church in any way. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray too for your love and protection on all children who are unloved or unwanted, those who are abused in any way or have come under the influence of drugs. And we remember children of other lands who are recruited for war. We continue to pray, dearest Lord, for all affected by COVID-19 and for all people working in the care sector. We give thanks that vaccines have been distributed and that there is hope for the future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We praise you again for this season of Advent, this time of preparation and thanksgiving, a time of reflection, and for looking back and remembering the birth of your Son, the light into our darkness, a time for looking forward to examine our lives, searching our hearts, exploring your word and renewing our faith, a time for recognizing more fully that Jesus is with us each moment of every day, now and always. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the congregation of St. Mary's, especially those keeping the faith at home, for the work of Samaritans, and for all who seek their care, for the residents of Temple Row Close, their families and friends, and for all children who are to be baptized this Christmas. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are sick, for those at home or in care homes, hospitals and hospices, including those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Martin Hatton, and Ian May. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for all who have died, especially Anthony Cooper, Maureen Sykes, Kath Harwood, and Terry Whelan, and for all who have died from COVID-19. And for all those whose anniversary falls at this time, Betty Ward and Kevin Driscoll. As we prepare for your coming with eager anticipation, we thank you for this season of Advent, for all it has meant to so many for so many years, and all it continues to mean to us, and all it will mean in generations to come. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
God will speak peace to his people, to those who turn to him in their hearts. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Oh, As this bread was scattered and then gathered and made one, so may your whole church be gathered into your kingdom. Glory to you, O God, forever. Wisdom has built her a house, she has mixed her wine, she has set her table. Glory to you, O God, forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ your Son. For when he humbled himself to come among us in human flesh, he fulfilled the plan you formed before the foundation of the world to open for us the way of salvation. Confident that your promise will be fulfilled, we now watch for the day when Christ our Lord will come again in glory. And so we join our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven to proclaim your glory, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit with all who stand before you in earth and heaven. We worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, who sent your Son to redeem the world and will send him again to be our judge, give us grace so to imitate him in the humility and purity of his first coming, that when he comes again, we may be ready to greet him with joyful love and firm faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Light the second of the candles on the Advent wreath today, thinking of the prophets. So let us pray. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, just and true, to you be praise and glory for ever. Of old you spoke by the mouth of your prophets, but in our days you speak through your Son, whom you have appointed the heir of all things. Grant us, your people, to walk in his light, that we may be found ready and watching when he comes again in glory and judgment. For you are our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. The Sun of Righteousness, shine upon you, scatter the darkness from before your path, and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. As we await our coming Saviour, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.